being, every creature, every plant, movable and immovable, the Supreme Master is there continuously. And the human guru, by opening our third eye to give us the orientation and the push, the drive toward the spiritual perfection, helps us to feel that invisible, formless presence of the Supreme within us and around. And that is called moksha, liberation. Only then all sufferings are gone, all questions are answered, and the life becomes fully evolved. Without that, we have to keep struggling. Then here I will say another prayer for Guru, which, please remember, is actually a description of God also. Some aspect. As you know, God is unknown, unknowable, beyond the senses. Human beings, we have instruments of learning and all their senses, and they are limited by time and space. God the Supreme, the source of all these, is beyond the mind, intellect and ego. So this process of initiation given by the Guru, the impetus, the start, the push, he gives his blessings, his energy and the technique. Without that, no progress can be made. So this prayer, so that's why there is only one Guru, the Supreme, and the human, the Gurus in human form are continuity of his teaching power. Because as long as we are not in samadhi state, as long as we have not achieved jivan mukta or self-realization, we cannot understand the guidance from God, which is coming constantly through different agencies. And this prayer is Om Parama Brahmanandam Parama Sukhadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dvandvatitam Gagana Sadrisham Tattamasyadi Lakshyam Ekam Nityam Vimalam Achalam Sarvadi Sakhibhutam Bhavatitam Tigunarahitam Sadgurum Tam Namah. Please listen very carefully, because every word has tremendous information about spiritual practice and about the inner self, which is also known as Brahman, Param Brahman, God, Bhagavan, Ishwar, Allah, Lord. Parama, the first word, Parama Brahmananda, means the supreme joy. God is the personification of supreme joy. Parama Sukhadam, supreme happiness, bliss. Kevalam Jnanamurti, personification of spiritual knowledge and realization. Dvandvatitam, there are no two gods. In God, the dvandva, the dualities, they cannot apply, they don't apply. He is beyond gunas also. Beyond the dualities of nature, he is one only. Everywhere, you call in any name, and if your mind is right, and your purpose is sincere, you can feel that what you meditate upon. It is through meditation only you make a connection, through which his blessings enrich. His infinite knowledge comes to your finite brain, in which you can use in this life to make life more enjoyable and less stressful. God is as infinite as the sky, yet the infinite sky is within God. Dvandvatitam gagana sadrisam tattvam asyadi lakshyam. The great masters describe him as tattvam asyadi, that thou art. In reality, in your spirit, in your soul, you are that. Tattvam asyadi, thou art that. Arilakhyam, these are the terms used to describe the Supreme. Ekam, God is one only, and Nityam, God is forever. He was, He is, He will ever be. Bimalam, God has no blemishes, God has no sin. Achalam, He is still. At the same time, He is everywhere. Sarvadi Sakhi Bhutam, He is the witness of all. He is seeing you all the time. Only you need to remember, then you can feel His presence and it will make your life much easier. Sarvadi Sakhi, God doesn't punish, God doesn't reward, but He is the witness. Whenever you need and you pray to Him, His blessings, His grace comes. So you need to make a connection. And this making a connection by different techniques is called yoga. Unity with the divinity. In clear way, the best, because it is more technical. It has all the other branches. You need love also. Bhakti yoga. Without love, nothing is possible. So Kriya Yoga has all this. I will elaborate all these points later. Bhavatitam Triguna Rahitam. God is beyond emotions. You cannot reach God through emotions, either negative or positive. He is beyond the triple qualities of nature. You cannot ask whether God is Sattvic or Rajasic or Tamasic. It applies to human beings only. God is beyond that because He is the source of all this. All these are nature's law, and God is the source of nature. He is empowering nature to execute the program set by the Cosmic Master, God, as per His will, as per His wish. Bhavatitam Triguna Rahitam Sadgurum, to that Supreme Master, Tam Namami, we bow. Bow means humbleness and love and faith and belief. So, another few points you should remember about the Guru, because it is the Guru which is of vital importance. It says, Dhyana Mulam Gurur Murtim, Puja Mulam Gurur Padam, Mantra Mulam Gurur Bhaktam, Moksha Mulam Guru Kripa. Na Guru Radhikam Tattam, Na Guru Radhikam Sattam, Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Means, when you remember the Guru from whom you have learned the techniques and His blessings are always with you, and you have willingly accepted it, this is important. It helps in meditation, it helps in keeping your mind in track. Dhyanamulam Gurur Murtim, it helps in meditation, the Guru's form. Pujamulam Gurur Padam, you should approach the Guru with positive attitude and a sense of reverence and faith. Then automatically you open to the communication channel of the Spirit through the Guru. So the Guru is always sending His blessings and He is empowering you from His experience and power and blessings. Puja Mulam Gurur Padam, Mantra Mulam Gurur Bhaktam. Even the Guru speaks something casually, please accept it as gospel truth, because it is coming not from an individual human being called Guru, but it is from the whole lineage of Gurus, right from God Himself. So every word of the Guru should be remembered with reverence and should be thought about again and again. Mantra, it is like a mantra. What is a mantra? A mantra saves you from the restlessness of the mind and its vagaries of restlessness of the mind. And it makes a connection with your own spirit, which is immortal. As body, you are mortal. As the spirit, as the soul, you are immortal. As body, you are limited. But as a soul, you are infinite, limitless. Mantra Mulam Guru Bhakti, Mokya Mulam Guru Kripa. If the Guru blesses you wholeheartedly, unhesitatingly, it helps you to attain liberation, enlightenment in this life, which is a must for everybody. Human life is for self-realization, to know the truth. Then we some chantings and Mahabhakyas or the great mantras for spiritual progress and to help us to understand these truths and spiritual formulas. One is, these are from the Vedas, Vedantas and Upanishads. Om Sahanavavatu Sahanu Bhunaktu Sahavirjam Karavabhai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishabhai Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Sahanavavatu, bless us God that we live harmoniously together. Sahana Bhunaktu, bless us God that we enjoy the fruits of our labor together. Bless us God that we do positive actions, heroic actions, great actions together. Sahabiryam karava tejasvinavadhitamastu. God, please makes our mind and intellect powerful, our memory strong and powerful, shining intellect. Tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishabhai. Bless us God that we should not hate each other. May there be peace and peace and peace in the physical, in the astral, in the spiritual, in the lower worlds, in the middle worlds, and in the higher worlds. The other is, this everybody should remember, you can do it so easily and it really helps, that your wish, your thought is extremely powerful, it is never destroyed. Once even a stray thought comes to your mind, please remember, it remains there and it determines your future. It is so vital, a single word. So when these are called self-assertions, you are exercising your divine power for your own benefit and to remove obstacles in the path to spiritual practice. It is Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakyu Sotramatu Balam Indriyani Chasarbani Sarbang Brahmo Upanishadam Ma Ahang Brahmanirak Urjang Mama Brahmanirakarut Anirakaranang Mastu Anirakaranang Meyastu Tadatmani Nirate Ya Upanishatsu Dharma Temai Santu Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. You can use this mantra while you are taking a shower, even when you are taking your breakfast or lunch or dinner or whatever. Whenever you get some time, you are traveling, remember this because it works. The meaning is Appayantu Mamangani. You are using your divine power to bring in God's blessings for your benefit. Appayantu Mamangani, physical benefit. May my limbs and sense organs and all internal and outer organs and limbs be strong, well nourished and powerful. You need it. Vak, my power of speech. Prana, my power of breathing and the vital energy. Chakshu, eyes and the power of vision. Srotram, the ears and the power of hearing. Atha balam indriyani cha sarvani, strength and vitality in my all my bones and joints and muscles and limbs. Sarvam, all these, Brahma Upanishadam, they are the power of God. Please remember. The more you remember it, the more you will have it and you will enjoy it and it will give you benefit. In this life full of stress, uncertainties, these things are required and it is in your own hand. So when you are taking a shower, take 1-2 minutes extra, remember this. When you are sitting down to food or when you have 5 minutes, think something, remember this. This is great. And remember, this is never destroyed. The self-assertion you are doing to yourself, this energy is not destroyed. It remains with you. How long? Timeless. It is carried forward to next life, next life, next life. Till you are self-realized. So now, then you see, the purpose of life, human life, we have to think, because they are rationalistic and it will help us to motivate our practice. And our practice success or failure depends on our degree of self-motivation. The purpose of life, please remember, is to live. We repeat it again because it is important. Don't be disheartened in negative times or obstacles, difficulties. It has to be enjoyed. It is part of that experience. So life is to be lived happily, harmoniously, healthily, helpingly, lovingly, positively. Well, it is easy to say, then it is to be achieved, but it is in your hands. First, believe it. All this I told, apyanto mamangani. Believe it, it is happening. It is the mind which makes you or breaks you. So use it for your advantage, for removing and reducing suffering and getting joy. So the life is to be lived happily, joyfully, harmoniously, positively. This is the immediate need. You need good health. Please remember, the greatest wealth is good health and fitness. And as your age advances towards senior citizenship and more, you will realize the importance of health and fitness. So don't waste time. Don't waste energy. Right from now, you see that time doesn't catch up with you fast. Prevent aging process. It is in your hands. Do the Kriya Yoga technique. Have positive attitude. What you think can be achieved. In the prayer to the Divine Mother, it is there. Jang jang chintayate kamam tang tang prapnuti nishchitam parama isurja matulam prapsati bhutale kumar. Means whatever you desire to achieve, it comes to you. Please remember, because the source is one. Whatever you think or desire, it is attainable, it will come to you. Only depends on with how much concentration in making a communication with that source. So have faith. These are all described. So this is immediate need. But there is a beautiful verse in the Gita Mahatmya. It says, Gita Shastram Idang Punyam. Gita Shastram Idang Punyam Japathet Prajatah Maman Vishnu Padam Avap Noti Bhaya Shoka Adi Barjita. Bhaya Shoka, suffering and fear and pain, they are part of life. They will go away. When? Only when you feel the presence of God, the all-pervading God. Vishnu means the all-pervading God within yourself and outside. You feel it within yourself, you can feel it within all beings also. He is all-pervading. So please remember, only when you realize the presence of that supreme all-pervading being. In Sanskrit it is called it Vishnu, Vishnath Yapnoti, Vishnu, spreading, growing. Only then the fear, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, sufferings will go. And this is the truth, that is your own soul. So you have to remember the truth about yourself. The truth is all powerful. Please remember, Vishnu Padma Vapnoti. Only then sufferings go. The other point is, Gita Adhyana Shilasya Pranayama Parasyaca Naiva Santihi Papani Purva Janma Krutanicha. As a habit, Adhyana Shila means as a habit you study it. Every day you study Gita, Bhagavad Gita as a habit. Adhyana Siyasya. Along with that, Pranayama Parasyaca, your greatest religion is Pranayama, Kriya Pranayama. Because without pranayama, mind will not become strong and calm, and without that you cannot understand the Bhagavad Gita, what you are reading. So both have to go together. Gita adhyana siyasya, pranayama parasya cha. Naiva santihi papani purvajanma krutani cha. No amount of sin or stress or suffering can remain in you. Please remember. And for both, you need a calm mind and constant activity. You need to be calmly active and you need to be actively calm. And then, these things you will understand. Once you understand, that is yours. So, Kriya Yoga has to be done. Without Kriya Yoga, you cannot understand the deep inner meaning of this great Vedas and Vedantas and Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. So, please remember it. If you remember it, you can implement it. And if you implement it, you enjoy it. That's as easy as that. Time is the greatest healer. And time also is the greatest educator. But if your mind is restless, frittering away its energy, it cannot realize what time is teaching you. And you cannot realize how time is healing you. So right now, please make a resolution. Every day, twice, you will practice Kriya Yoga. And it is through your duties. What is required for human happiness? It is mentioned in the Veda, the book, the spiritual knowledge, the source of spiritual knowledge, that dharma, artha, kama, moksha. For the human beings, their bounden duty and what they should expect from life is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. What is dharma? Duty is. It is not religion. It is your duties to yourself, personal duty, professional duties, family duties, social duties, national duties, international duties, cosmic duties, spiritual practices, cosmic duties. That you have to perform all these duties, and it is called dharma. And you also need material wealth. You need food, you need shelter, you need clothes, and many cases you need medicine. You need some comforts of life, which are permissible for a family person. For that you need money, you need a house, you need a motor car or a bike or a... Still, you may need a boat. You never know. There is no end to it. This enjoyment is Vishwarupa. But all these, they are legitimate, please remember. You need that. So you need to work to get as much wealth also. So dharma, artha. Once you get wealth, kama, fulfillment of desires. Every family person called grihastha dharma, you are entitled to some enjoyments, legitimate enjoyments. That you can enjoy. But all these, remember, as a service to your own self, of the Supreme. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Once these three are taken care of, all your questions are answered, all the requirements and desires are taken care of, and you have nothing more to achieve or want. Liberation. You know the truth about yourself. Once you know the truth about yourself, you know the truth about everything. Once you realize yourself, all your questions are answered for all times. And then only the action which you are performing under compulsion of your past actions are called destiny. They will not affect you anymore. The cosmic law of karma. Liberation means you go beyond the cosmic law of karma, the limitations of destiny. There is no more destiny hold on you. There is self-realization. And for this, you need to know the truth about yourself. And that is done, achieved through a calm mind. It is there. If it is there, why we can't realize it? It is because the mind is so restless, it is making the water so muddy, you cannot see underneath what is inside the water. So first take care of your mind. A calm mind, unruffled mind under all circumstances is samattam yoga vichyati. It is beyond goodness and beyond badness and beyond censure and beyond honor and beyond dishonor. Under all circumstances your mind is undisturbed and it has a connection with the inner self. Then your life will be enjoyable more. You need it. It has to happen. Otherwise the fear will not go. Worry, anxiety, tension will not go. Stress will not go. If stress will not go, suffering will not go, psychosomatic disease will not go. So most of the money you get, instead of enjoying, you're giving it a doctor's bill or medicine bill or hospital insurance or whatever. So best is, try to know the truth about yourself. To get into trouble is your mind. To go out of a trouble is also the mind. This is what Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita. You are a friend, you are your foe. You are a friend if your mind is under control and calm, and you are your enemy if your mind is uncontrolled and restless. So with this, karma, jnana, bhakti, mukti. Karma, now jnana, how knowledge comes. Now please remember, especially spiritually speaking, you don't learn knowledge from books or from pravachans or from lectures or from internet. No. The real knowledge is experience. How experience comes? Experience comes from action. So first is karma. From karma comes jnana. The experience is real knowledge. And this real knowledge continues till you get liberation. It is transmigrated to further next life, next life, next life. So the memory you get in this life, the information, the knowledge, is not destroyed. Very clearly mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And what you are today, please remember, you are not a product of this only one life. You are the product of millions of births you have passed through. And every person comes with a baggage, and every person goes with the baggage, heavy baggage. There is a saying that you come to the world empty-handed and you go empty-handed. It is false. You come to the world with a heavy baggage of your past karmas, which you undergo in this life. Your action, your reaction, your perceptions, your thought process, everything is determined by that. And your next birth will be determined by what foremost thought and impression your mind is producing. So take care of your thoughts. It's very important. So meditation is the only way to control this and to have a grip. But first you need to have self-motivation. Because without self-motivation, your practice will not be strong, and so chances of success are less. So self-motivated, you need it. It is necessary. For every person it is necessary. Otherwise, sufferings will not go. And you don't deserve suffering. You deserve happiness, joy. You have been working so hard. So please practice Kriya Yoga. Through that, all the 8 steps of Patanjali Yoga is practiced through these few techniques of Kriya Yoga. Please, it's very interesting. Many people say, I'm doing Raja Yoga, Patanjali, Ashtanga Yoga. Where is time? Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. Where is time? But every technique of Kriya Yoga, please remember, it has pranayama, it has pratyahara, it has dharana. Every technique of Kriya Yoga. We'll see how it does. So please give due importance to Kriya Yoga. It is the best. It cannot be replaced. And in this materialistic life where time is not easily available and without our realization the time escapes away, Kriya Yoga is the best. People's tolerance is less. People's capacity to tolerate pain and discomfort, and strong motivation is so much less. For that the answer is Kriya Yoga, Mahavatar Babaji. Right from the beginning, Krishna, Shiva, Lahiri Mahasaya, with great compassion they are passing it on to all of us. We should make use of it. And so knowledge comes from practice, there is action, there is karma. But you need bhakti. Without love, nothing is attainable. No success. And that is called bhakti. Undivided devotion to the ideal. And that is self-realization. To Parambrahma, to the Supreme Atma-tattva, Paramatma-tattva. And what is love? It is not an emotion, please remember. It is not emotion. Love is something, it pull up joy and it comes only through oneness. And love doesn't come without knowledge. You know, I'll tell a very short story, very illustrative about bhakti and jnana, knowledge and love. In the Chandi, Saptasati Chandi, Durga Chandi, it is there in the Devi Atharva Sirsam. The saints and sages and gods and demigods and human beings all were tortured by the evil forces called Asuras, Rakshasas. For many years they couldn't help it to save themselves. So they all together meditated and prayed to God to save them. For how many years they practiced, they didn't know. But all of a sudden they thought that they should open their eyes. And on the impulse that they should open their eyes, they opened their eyes. They saw in front of them a very beautiful young lady with aura, power emanating from her, is standing there. They did not bow, they did not wish her namaskaram. Rather they asked, Kasitam Mahadeviti, oh great goddess, who are you? Where have you come from? Now, the divine power of God appearing as a young lady, she introduced herself, she gave her identity. Aham Brahma Sarupini, Mattah Prakriti Purushatmakam Jagat Sunyam Cha. Says, I am the form of the formless Supreme God. From me has come all this creation, consisting of male and female elements. So though the divine power, divine mother appeared in female form, she is not a female. She is both combination of a male and female, and the whole creation has come out of her. Now, she is knowledge, she is also ignorance, all dualities. She is matter, she is antimatter. She is liberation, she is bondage. She is Maya Shakti, she is Jnana Shakti. Once they realized who she is, now they had knowledge, now she there were devotion, bhakti, love. So they started praying with folded hands. Namo Devvai Mahadevvai Sivayai Satatam Namaha Namaha Prakriti Bhadrai Niyata Pranatasmatam. We bow to you, O great goddess. We realize your greatness. You are the liberator. You please bless us, protect us, guide us. So first you need action. Action will give knowledge. Knowledge will give love or bhakti. And through that you realize your true self. Then all sufferings will go. You need all these. So please remember, you cannot, only through knowledge you cannot attain. You also need love, bhakti, devotion, oneness. And what is devotion? What is spiritual love? Oneness. The object of love and the person who is thinking of love, they are same. They are the one. It is like meditation, successful samadhi. But the ultimate in meditation is samadhi. What happens in samadhi? The meditator, the object of meditation, and the process of meditation, they become one. Samadhi. There is oneness, and that is love. So with this, some relevant points I should tell you that what is God. Let us see what is God. God is Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. God is the truth, unaffected by time, eternal truth. Shivam, God is the most auspicious and all-pervading. Sundaram, God is the most blissful, most beautiful. God is, God was, God will ever be. He is timeless. He was there, you can say he or she or it. God was there, God is there, God will always be there. God is Satchit Ananda. God is absolute truth, absolute knowledge, absolute existence, absolute consciousness, and absolute joy beyond time and space. God is Om Tat Sat. This mantra is described in Bhagavad Gita as the highest mantra. Om Tat Sat means thou art that, you are that, and that is the only truth. All other things are relative, known as Maya or Avidya, ignorance. Maya or Avidya is ignorance, and through that so much suffering is there. So you have to remove the ignorance, and then you can go beyond the Maya or relativity, then you realize your absoluteness. That thou art, tat tvam asi. God is Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar, and much more. God is the creator, he is the maintainer, he is also the destroyer, and much more. God is dvandvatitam, beyond dualities. God is trigunarahitam. God is gagana sadrusam. I have already told this, is as infinite as the sky, yet the infinite sky is in God, and Tattvamasi, that is your own soul. So I will give another illustration. Now please close your eyes. Close your eyes. Keep a smile, please. Take a few deep breath. Take the deepest inhalation and deepest exhalation. Keep your mind focused at the midpoint of the eyebrows. Deep breath. Inhale, hold, exhale slowly. Now take a deep breath. Touch your forehead on the ground as much as you can. Don't force. Exhale slowly. Attention midpoint of eyebrows. Normal breathing. Slowly please sit up. Forget everything. Remember the sky. Don't remember stars and planets. Just the infinite sky. The vast infinity. Shunya Shunya Mahashunya. mentally look to the midpoint of your eyebrows intensely. Keep looking, keep listening. Tightly close your ears with your thumbs and listen. Please remove your hands. Again, think of the sky. Keep a smile, please. Now open your eyes slowly. You know, that infinity which you felt is within you, within this form, limited form. That is consciousness, that is called Vishnu, that is all pervading, that is the Brahman, unconditioned power of God. And who is experiencing that? That Shunyam you are experiencing. So it is within you. Think about few minutes, that within you the infinite power, beyond space and time is there. When you plug your ears tightly, you hear so many subtle tones. There is Divya Dhvani, divine sound. It has healing power. It removes fear. It removes stress. And if you listen more, there are many, 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 many more tones. And they are also relaxing. You are not aware of anything external. You are only aware of that. And that awareness, it is you. You become that. When there is no other thought, to the entire exclusion of only one thought, except one thought, you become that one thought. This is called inner transformation. This is our second step, inner transformation. So for success in spiritual practice, it is called Deva Bhutva Devam Jayet. We get transformed into God within, and then you meditate on God, then it is success. Quickly. It is not difficult. It is possible through daily practice. That's why we insist, please practice twice daily. It is worth it. Kriya Yoga. You need, you know, the greatest wealth is health and fitness. Arogyam. As your age advances, you will realize how time is causing devitalization of different systems. So please be careful. You may grow gracefully old, but don't get sick. And old age related diseases. It is right now, from today, you start fitness, Mahamudra, Kriya Yoga techniques, power technique, Susumna technique. They're great techniques. They have healing power. I have noted few points about Mahamudra. You know, what you need is Mahamudra is the greatest technique, it is the best physiotherapy. You need physiotherapy, you know. You get aches and pains and weakness. The best physiotherapy and rejuvenating technique to overcome old age related disabilities and degenerative processes, Mahamudra. So, Mahamudra is the best physiotherapy. Please implement right from today. Those who are doing once, do it twice. And I will tell little more detail about Mahamudra. How many types of Mahamudra there are there? Mahamudra is the best pranayama. You know, in the Mahamudra, holding the knee, you are doing deep breathing. So you are doing pranayama also. And while doing Mahamudra, your attention is the midpoint of eyebrow, dhyanam. Mahamudra is the best karma yoga. When you are doing Mahamudra, there is no consideration of any wealth or profit or gain or loss or fear. There is no such thing. You are doing it, your attention in the breathing, in the soul center here, and the inner calmness, the peace, the subtle tone, the divine sound, anahata dhvani. Mahamudra is the best practical spirituality. You need to escape a debilitated old age. Many people after the age of 50 or 60, they start getting osteoarthritis of the knees. Most problem. Back, spondylosis. You can prevent it. Many people who are already in their 60s and 70s, even if they get osteoarthritis, if they do Mahamudra, they will get relief. Mahamudra, please remember, don't ignore it. Mahamudra is the best friend of all age groups. Suppose you come from workplace, tired, stressed out. You just may have some drink or something or relax. Don't do that. Even if you are feeling extremely tired, do quick Mahamudra. What is quick Mahamudra? You will be surprised that even if you are at the lowest energy level, which you feel, which may not be the truth, but you feel, you do the quick Mahamudra, 3-4 cycles. Within few minutes, you will be full of energy and you want to do all the techniques and all the housework and everything. It's very interesting. So I will tell later on what is quick Mahamudra. So please remember, you can escape still the age-related degenerative process and other system diseases through Kriya Yoga in general and Mahamudra and Sushumna Mudra in particular. Then there is another interesting thing, many people there whether you should have a God with form and name or the formless God. Opinions vary, but Lord Krishna clear cut answered this question without an ambiguity. Arjuna is asking, the disciple is asking the Guru, the Krishna, please tell us. All these yoga techniques you have described, whether we should worship through the Saguna Brahma or personal God with name and form, or many people also worship the Nirguna Brahma, the formless, qualityless. Which of the two is better? This question troubles many people. So, for all times, Krishna has answered to the point without ambiguity. He says, both worshipping God through personal God, name and form, the person can exert love and devotion and work culture, can attain liberation. So also those who worship the formless God, Nirakara Brahma, they also attain liberation. But he says, for human beings who depend so much on their body and senses, they're so much body-oriented, mind-oriented, for them, worshipping the formless is difficult. They cannot have the concept how you give love to the formless. But to the form, for the Christians, to the cross, they're seeing, to Jesus, they're seeing, and they can apply directly love. For the people who are devoted to Krishna, to Rama, or Lord Shiva, through the picture or through the statue, they see, they correlate. So when you see a picture or a statue wholeheartedly, your mind is transformed into that statue. There is no other thought. You have attained oneness. So when you go to a temple, don't shout loud prayers and rituals. Don't be in a hurry to do all the rituals. Go, calm mind with a smile. Keep looking at the picture of God or the statue. Keep looking, just keep looking. Don't bring in any thought. Don't pray. You see, within minutes, you are internally transformed into that. For those few minutes, you are liberated. And this memory remains in you, and that helps you to propel you in the next birth. Progress further. Because even a single practice, a word or a mantra or the technique never goes in vain. Suppose you go to the temple of Lord Shiva and keep looking at Lord Shiva with love and devotion for 5 minutes. For those 5 minutes, there is no other thought in you, only Shiva is there. And this is your gain. And you multiply it. So that's why Krishna says it is easy for most people to worship God through personal aspect of name and form. They correlate, they can exert love, devotion, and for them, liberation is quicker. Liberation also is possible, those who worship the formless Nirakara Param Brahman. But as I told before, for an embodied human being, depending so much on the body and mind and senses, how you apply love to the formless, to the infinity. How you give devotion? It comes, but through constant practice and study of the holy scriptures, practicing discipline, jama, niyama, asana, pranayama, lot of tapasya, to keep the mind free and occupied with that only. And they get. So he says, those who worship God through the name and form are much greater and wiser than the people who worship God to the formless aspect. This is my personal opinion, he described Krishna. So it is as good for you also and do accordingly. So that's why in initiation in Kriya Yoga, we give Ishtadeva and Ishta Mantra. And what is the role of mantra here? Which is called japa, chanting loudly or chanting silently. We advise chant silently. Japat Santa Punar Dhyayet, Dhyanat Santa Punar Japet. Through meditation you get saturated, your mind wanders about, you become restless. Do the japa, mantra japa, mental chanting, quickly, don't give pause. And as you do the japam for some minutes, or let us say some hours, you get tired, revert back to meditation, dhyanam. So japat santa punar dhyayet, dhyanat santa punar japet, you will see the progress is accelerated. So this is the, we give a mantra which you can use like this. So this, there are more specifications of mantra. This is not the platform to describe all this. But if you are interested sometime, in personal classes and question answer, we can take up with that.